Why are we so quick to blame God for the messes in our lives that we make? Choice after choice after choice made, none of which honor God, and then we're surprised by the outcome and even blame God for the mess. Messes are, well, messy. Once my husband made a huge mess in a restaurant. It was awful. We were living in Houston, Texas, and one of the restaurants that was in a rotation of dining out places was Romano's Macaroni Grill. I haven't been to one of those in forever, but one of our favorite things about this place was their bread. It was so good, served hot and fresh, and the waiter would fix you a little plate of herbs covered in olive oil. The olive oil came from a giant jar of olive oil that stayed on each table. So the plate would be put down, they would pick up the giant jar of olive oil, pour it for you, and then you were set to enjoy. On this particular night, after our waiter got us all fixed up with our herbs, oil, and bread, he placed the jar ever so close to the side of the table to make room for our dinner and walked away. I think you see where this is going. My husband needed to visit the restroom. So as he stood up, he put his hands on the table to stand. The table wobbled, and in what seemed like slow motion, the giant, very full jar of olive oil came crashing down to the tile floor, and oil splattered all around us. Everyone within a 5-foot radius of our table was impacted and affected by this horrible, oily mess. Oh, we got some looks that night from those that for sure blamed us for the mess. Did God cause the mess? Could we blame the waiter for putting the jar too close to the side? Or we could blame my husband who rocked the table when he got up. What about the olive oil company? Maybe we could have blamed them for making their jars too big and too heavy. When we find ourselves in a mess, how quickly we want to shift the blame. Why do we do that? The root of it all is sin that began in the garden with Adam blaming Eve, the woman God gave him, and then Eve blaming the serpent who God created. Oh, what a tangled web we weave at times with our own choices and disobedience. Here's the good news, though. No matter the mess we have made, or sometimes the messes of others that spill over onto us, God can redeem it all. Romans 5:19. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The sin and mess of one, Adam, spilled over to all of humanity. The righteousness of one, Jesus, spills over to cover and clean the messes of all who believe. No matter how messy my life can get, because of Jesus, I can be forgiven and made clean. That's the truth. Give God your mess. Don't blame him for it. Own it and trust him to walk with you and work through it. Often our mess might become the ministry God wants to use to help someone else out of theirs. It creates a beautiful ending to a messy story. I'm Lori Klein.